Heidi. My husband and I will see you then. You ever done something like this? You and Dan ever been to a couples therapist?
No, but we did get in a fight at a hockey game one time. Guy had to separate us.
I really think this is the best way to fix my marriage.
Well, I really wouldn't know, because in this family, we fix our own problems. We use no psychiatrists, no therapists, no educated people of any kind. How's CJ doing up there?
Well, for a boy going to his first school dance, pretty good. I'm letting him use some of that fancy hair goo that I save for special occasions.
That's called shampoo, Dan.
DJ's first date. I can't believe it. I remember my first date. I was freshman in high school. Marshall Gordon.
That wasn't his first name. That was his job. He got kicked off the force because of you.
Well, 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 looky here.
That suit looks great. The organ grinder was right.
How you feel, son?
I'm kind of scared.
Talk to him, Dan. There's an extra pork chop in it for you.
I don't know what to tell him.
Well, just tell him the same thing your dad told you on your first date.
Son, if you think of it, bring back a pack of Camels.
What I expected.
Hi, I'm DJ's mom.
I'm Lisa. Nice to meet you. Hey, doofus. Hey, we have lots of little funny nicknames for each other.
What do you call her?
Lisa. Oh, here, it's a flower. Look at my dress. Are there any colors that come close to going with a blue flower? Sorry. Sorry doesn't cut it. You get your money back for it and give that to me.
All right, well, let me take a picture of you two in case DJ don't make it back.
Wait. I'm your date, DJ. I'm not just some kid you're hanging out with. Put your arm around me. Okay, go ahead, Mr. Connor.
Okay, smile real big, DJ. I want to see them teeth. After all, this is the first picture I've taken of you since they came in.
Okay, now who's driving us? David is. You, David?
No, ma'am. I mean, no.
David!
Well, Lisa, while we're waiting for David to come in, why don't you sit down and tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, I'm in all the honor classes, and I'm president of the student council. I also play the clarinet, and I was just selected to be in the all-county band.
Well, that is very impressive. DJ can make a spoon stick to his forehead.
Hey, you guys ready?
Nice meeting everybody. Man, who gets drunk and cuts his family's hair? Don't just stand there. Open the door for me like a gentleman.
Can you sit up in the front seat with me?
Dad, I'm still kind of scared. Trains, pull it out, doofus!
Come in.
What was that?
I don't know. But the Dark Prince takes many forms.
I like her.
Yeah.
my asparagus. No, you're not. You're just biting their heads off.
Well, I don't like the bottom part.
I don't remember asking.
DJ, you eat whatever you want.
Hey, stay out of it, Dan. I agree with her. Why do you have a plate of half-eaten asparagus?
Because we don't have a dog.
Vegetables are very important, Dan. If they weren't, we wouldn't be having them once a week.
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, this is cool. I never played doubles before.
So, did you ask your folks yet?
No.
Yes, he may marry you.
My family's going camping at the lake this weekend, and I want DJ to come with us. My mom said it was okay.
Well, then it's okay with us.
Roseanne, isn't there someone else you should be asking about this?
Oh, yeah. So, you want to go, right?
Yeah.
Cool. Hey, if you start sitting around the campfire and telling scary stories, change our names.
Roseanne, I'm serious about this.
Oh, yeah, all right. Yeah, we'll talk. See, you don't want to take all the fight out of your guy. You want him to still be able to bark at strangers.
Gotcha. Come on, Dee. Let's go for a walk. Okay, Al. Don't do that.
There is no way I'm letting my son go to the lake with that girl.
Why not?
Because she pushes him around. She's a bully.
Oh, what? So now pushing people around makes you a bully?
Roseanne, if this was one of our girls and some boy was treating her this bad, you'd tear that guy apart.
This is completely different, Dan. A boy starts life way up here on a throne, and a girl is down here. So if a boy's pushing a girl around, he's trying to keep her down. But if a girl's pushing a boy around, she's trying to elevate herself. Can't you see that? Boys bullying girls is a step backwards, but girls bullying boys, now that's the future.
Hey, did you guys decide about the lake thing? Because Lisa wants to know now.
Well, I'm against it. Your mom's for it.
Oh, boy, I want to go get my sleeping bag.
So that's what a wombat looks like.
I really don't see why we have to be here.
Because you need help with your anger, Fred. Anyone who's had as much therapy as I have knows that.
What anger?
The anger that you take and mash down until it's all buried deep down inside you, just all mashed.
I don't have any mashed anger.
Okay.
Well, I'm sure sorry about that, but hey, there are plenty of fish in the sea, huh? Bye-bye. Jackie and Fred?
That's us.
All right, come on in. I'm Dr. Whitman.
Hi.
Yeah, well, that's silly. Obviously, I'm Dr. Whitman. I'm the only one here, and the sign says Dr. Whitman, so that's me! All right. Sit down. Can I get you something to drink? You thirsty?
No.
Are you cold? Are you warm? I could open a window. But that's right, I can't open a window. In my old office, I could open a window. But this office, I can't open the window. The window doesn't open at all. It's just, I just moved. This is new. So that's why I'm still saying I could open a window. But I can't. So listen to me babbling on and on and on. Well, I guess if you get warm, I could break a window. Oh, I'm just kidding about breaking the window. Anywho, if it's okay with you, I would like to record the session.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
Okay, great. Kind of like to play the tapes for my friends. Just kidding. Kidding again. Okie dokie. Why don't we get started with each of you stating what you think the problems with the marriage are. Fred?
I don't know what to say.
Uh-huh. Well, see, that's a... I think I discussed that with you over the phone. Put down your shield, Fred. We are your friends. Did that sound hostile at all?
No, I thought that was very well said.
Okay, because sometimes I could get started and then woo! All right, back to you, Fred.
Well, I guess apparently Jackie and I could have some kind of communication problem.
Okay. All right, anything else?
Nope.
Well, I'm not going to need two tapes on you, am I, Slugger? Okay, Jackie, what do you think the problems are?
Not much. I would have to say, I guess, that it does bother me a little bit that Fred always likes things to be the same.
Good, good. Okay, Fred, would you like
to... But it's all things, all the time, always the same, always. You know, everything we do, everything we eat, every TV show that we watch has to be the same. No change, no. Can't be variety, no. Has to be same, 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 same. So you just want to strap him on the back of the car and drag him around for a little bit, you know, because at least that would be different. That would be something new. But what really bothers me is this man's, this Fred's... calm, polite, I'm not a bit angry, I'm just sitting here on the couch with my legs crossed wearing this shirt crap when anybody can see that inside the man is seething with rage.
Fred?
Well, gee, I don't know. Do you think there's something wrong with this shirt?
Oh my.
You think he's hopeless, Doctor?
No, the tape wasn't recording the entire time. Stupid. Oh, there we go. All right. Now, would you mind starting again?
Well,
from the beginning. Yeah, something about Fred wanting things same, same, same. Yeah. Rage.
Something about dragging me from the back of the car.
Oh, Fred spoke. Or I think that was you, Fred, wasn't it? Because I wouldn't recognize his voice.
Okay, there we go, and we're back.
It's just like maybe in the morning, maybe just like half the time. So Fred just sat there in the office like a deer caught in the headlights.
I love that look on a man.
Even if Fred did clam up, at least I got a couple things off my chest. This tea feels good. I don't know why my throat's so raw. What are you two doing home in the middle of the day?
I just picked DJ up at the bus depot.
Why, wasn't there enough drilling freaks around here to keep you happy?
It seems him and Lisa skipped school today and took the bus to downtown Chicago and didn't have enough money to get back.
What? You went to Chicago?
Yep. And the bus company let him ride back free, then made him wait at the station while they called me away from work to come pick him up.
Well, I didn't want to go. Lisa made me.
What do you mean she made you?
She made me. I mean, you see her, you know how she is.
Well, you've seen me, and you know how I am, too. Now you go in there and kiss that TV goodbye. Can't believe that kid.
They're going to get back to work.
Hey, I could use a little help here.
Oh, no. A man helping a woman out? That's a step backwards. But you cleaning up your own mess? That's the future.
All right, let's get this over with. DJ?
Hi, Mom.
Son, I am going to punish you so hard that they're going to throw a benefit concert for you.
What are you going to do to me?
Well, I don't know that yet, but I do know it starts with this. Go to your room.
For how long?
Bring a shaver. So mad at him.
Well, of course you are. DJ did something terrible. You have to punish him.
Not him, idiot. Dan. I hate it when he's right. Now he's going to think he can give his opinion over every little major thing.
I can't believe that little girl was manipulative enough to get DJ to go to Chicago.
Man, she is a natural. She's obviously been married before.
Well, can't blame the whole thing on her, Roseanne. I mean, do you ever think that DJ might be mimicking what he sees around here? The way little Lisa bosses DJ around is exactly the way that you boss Dan around.
I don't boss Dan around. I am trying to put him in touch with his submissive side.
Roseanne, admit it, you're bossy.
Bossy. Is a farmer who turns a pig into a glazed ham bossy?
I am not saying that you and Dan don't respect each other. I am just saying that as an objective third party, I see how it can appear.
Well, DJ's smart enough to know that things aren't always the way they look. He isn't stupid, Jackie. Even though he did wear his shoes on the wrong feet for 3 years. What?
No, I'm just waiting to hear you say you might be right, Jackie.
Yeah? I'm waiting for chocolate air.
Where are you going?
I'm going to go show DJ what terrible things could happen to him in a great big city like Chicago.
Don't you think that you and Dan should talk to him?
Why, what do I need Dan for?
Roseanne, have you been listening?
Well, I was listening, but then I stopped talking, and it all got really boring.
Hey, what are you doing?
Me and Andy are going to the park.
Oh. You mind to lay in the park a little? I'd like to talk.
Oh, now you want to talk when it's free. $90 an hour, you're a block of wood.
Well, I wanted to talk about our therapy session. See, after the ringing in my ears stopped, I thought that you probably had a point.
Really?
Yeah. Maybe I am angry. I mean, I was really hurt that you went out with this Pete guy.
Oh, yeah, that reminds me. I got to pick up more salt for that wound.
Jackie, please, don't get defensive on me. I'm trying to say that I was partly to blame for it. Obviously, you weren't getting what you needed at home.
Oh. Well, yeah, that was part of it.
And I realized something else, too.
What?
We're very different people.
See, that's what I've been saying.
I didn't realize it until now, but we barely knew each other when we got married.
I know. We only had a couple of dates. And the baby.
I know it sounds kind of boring, Jackie, but I'm a homebody. I really like just having a beer, watching TV, and then going to bed.
And I need more than that. I need more excitement, to live on the edge more. I need to let the gas go below a quarter of a tank.
And I am the kind of guy that could never do that. I'm also the kind of guy that's got to tell you that is so bad for your car. I guess you didn't realize you were getting somebody so uptight, huh?
Guess you didn't realize you were marrying somebody so neurotic.
Guess not.
Well, we've got one thing in common. We both got married too fast to people who aren't what we expected.
Yeah.
So, guess I'll take him to the park.
Okay.
You want to come?
Yeah. Okay. Hey, I got a great idea. This time we'll do something different. We'll go to a different park. I know it. It's got swings.
Small bites at first, Fred. Don't gobble. Small bites.
DJ, what are you doing?
Getting a head start on my punishment.
Well, Dan, that explains those mints on our pillow.
Turn it off, son. We need to talk to you. It's about Lisa.
Oh.
Yeah, see, we think we figured out why you picked her for your girlfriend.
I didn't pick her, she picked me.
But what your mom means is we know why you keep going out with her.
Because she tells me to.
Oh, I want to like this girl.
Something wrong?
Yeah, there is. She doesn't treat you very good, Deej. And we think you're okay with that because you think that's the way your mom treats me, but you got it all wrong.
Yeah, see, me and your dad, we totally respect each other. We're exactly equal in this house. And you know why? Because that's the way I want it.
I mean, sure, it may look like she runs things around here, but there's a million ways I get my own way around here.
Like what?
Give him an example.
Oh, okay. Last month, your mom wanted to tune up the truck, but that's something I like to do, so I said, no way.
Yeah. And giving in feels so good when you love someone.
Point is, son, you can't let yourself get pushed around.
So I should only like girls who are wimpy?
No, exactly the opposite. You should like a girl who's tough enough to know what she wants, but yet soft enough to know how to get it. And she should have a very wealthy father with an enlarged heart.
See, Deej, a strong woman is a joy forever. But you also have to be a very strong man.
Okay, I think I got it.
Yeah, well, you said the same thing about long division.
Okay, I was going out with Lisa because I thought the lady should boss a man around. But that's wrong. Nobody should boss anybody around.
Bingo, you pass. We're proud of you.
We sure are.
Does that mean I get to go to the lake with Lisa?
No, that means you're grounded. But your dad and I are going to go, and we're going to send you a postcard.
I hate this.
We make a heck of a couple.
Yeah, skip it, Dan. The kid left the room.
Hey, I heard you in there talking about why you're going out with Lisa.
So?
So, I thought you were going out with her because she slips you the tongue.
Yeah, but I'm not going to tell them that.
Where's DJ?
He's out back cleaning dog do off my shoes. Could have stepped around it, but I wasn't in the mood.
Listen, Lisa, I think you're really mistreating DJ.
Do you have any idea the amount of crap I gotta take at school for being DJ's girlfriend?
Then why don't you just break up with him then?
Because he does do one thing very well, if you know what I mean.
Oh, God.
Hey, Deej, what do you say we show David what makes me stick around?
No, I don't want to see this.
Oh, it's okay. God, I love this man.